Now we continue with Joe Norton's tutorial on Slackware Linux.
Hard drives under Linux are not accessed in the way DOS does. DOS uses a C colon, a D colon, that sort of thing. In Linux, hard drives and their partitions are accessed with device names like /dev/HDA would be the first IDE hard drive in the system. /dev/SDA would be the first SCSI hard drive in the system. And CFDisk again defaults to the first IDE hard drive in the system. And CFDisk is the program that is kind of like DOS's FDisk if you've ever used it. It's one of the choices. There are actually two you can use, CFDisk or FDisk. And in this case, CFDisk is a little more intuitive, so I thought I'd use that this time. So I'm here at the number sign prompt. I just type in the command CFDisk.
CFDISK.
Now, if I had another hard drive, like a SCSI hard drive that I wanted to put Linux on, I would do a space followed by the name of the hard drive, like /dev/SDA for the first SCSI drive, or if it's an IDE hard drive, similar syntax. All I need to do here is press Enter, since it's going to find my first and only hard drive.
Disk 2.9 B disk drive. /dev/duh/64486195200-S.
And let me stop that. Notice it said /dev/duh. It didn't say the H. It just, if you look on the screen, it would say /dev/HDA. And it also gives figures about the size of the hard drive and that sort of thing. A little ways down the screen, there's a table or chart showing the partitions currently on the hard drive. And I'll go up and look at that.
Blank. Name flags, part type, FS type, label size, MP.
Okay, those are the column headings. Let's just look at those real briefly.
Name,
that's the name of the partition we'll be working on. And that would be like HDA1 for the first partition of this hard drive, HDA2 for the second primary partition, so on and so forth. We don't really need to type those in here, because CFDisk will use whatever is appropriate. The next field,
flags,
that usually shows if it's a bootable partition or not. If it's bootable, in other words, this is what the hard drive is going to boot when you start the system, it'll say the word boot right after the name of the partition.
Part type,
that's the kind of partition it is. Say if it's a Win95 or something like that, it'll say Win95.
FS type,
that means file system type. In Windows 98 and 95... you'll notice that there's a FAT16 or a FAT32 in that field usually.
Left bracket label, right bracket.
Label, that's the volume label.
Size, left paren MB, right paren.
Size, and it says left parenthesis MB, right parenthesis, that's size in megabytes. So obviously that tells you the size of the partition you're looking at. Next are a line of dashes, and the next line down is the actual information.
L1.
HDA1, that's the name of my Windows 98 partition.
Boot.
Boot means it's bootable.
Primary.
Primary, that's the partition type. That means it's a primary partition.
Win95, FAT32,
that's the FS type heading. That means it's a Windows 95 FAT32 partition. And then the size in megabytes is next, because I don't have a volume label.
3224.31.
And so that gives you kind of an idea. The next line, there's not a partition there, so it shows up as...
PRI/log,
free space.
Free space, 3224.31.
And it shows we have 3.2 gigs available for that. When I start CFDisk, the first item that's highlighted is the first partition on the hard drive, which would be HDA1 in my case. And if I wanted to work on that, I could use any of the menu options that are at the bottom, and we'll look at these menu options here.
Left bracket, bootable, right bracket.
Bootable. What that does, that is to toggle the bootable flag of the partition. Right now, Win95 partition is highlighted. If I hit the letter B, the word boot will be taken off of it, and the computer will no longer try to boot that partition when it starts up.
Left bracket, delete, right bracket.
Delete, that's to delete the partition. And I don't want to do that because I have my stuff on Win98. I want to keep that around.
Help,
that gives a very useful help text. If it's your first time using this, by all means, read this, because there's a lot of useful information in there.
Right bracket.
And they use a lot of brackets in here.
Left bracket, maximize, right bracket.
Maximize, that has to do with maximizing the disk usage. We don't need that in this demonstration anyway.
Left bracket, print, right bracket.
Print. That'll give us a summary on the screen of what our partition tables look like.
Left bracket. Quit.
Quit. That's rather obvious.
Right bracket. Left bracket. Type.
Type. What that does is change the type of the partition, and we'll be doing that here in just a moment.
Right. Left bracket.
That changes it from like a Linux primary to a Linux swap or something else, whatever you want to change it to.
Units. Right bracket.
Units. That changes the way the partition is shown. Instead of showing us the size in megabytes, it shows us in units. And many Windows users will be more familiar with the size in megabytes, so usually it's safe to just leave that alone.
Left, right.
Right.
W-R-I-T-E.
That is got a capital W. And actually, I think all the menu items are capitalized, but it's worth noting here that if you want to actually write the partition table out, you must use a capital W. Any of these other menu options, you can use the first letter of the item, and you don't have to capitalize it. But since write is very dangerous, if you've done the wrong thing, you must know what you're doing before you do this. Write is done with a capital letter, so that way you don't mess up and do it accidentally.
Right bracket, toggle.
And that's the end of that. Now at the bottom, there's a kind of a tooltip that shows us which menu option is highlighted.
Toggle bootable flag of the current partition.
Notice it says toggle the boot flag of the current partition. That shows that the first option, B for boot, is highlighted, and you could press enter on that and it would execute it. If you use the right arrow, it'll change to another option, and it'll also change the tooltip. Like, I'll do a right arrow here.
Boot. Delete the current partition.
Delete the current partition. Well, we don't want to do that anyway.
Bootable delete bottom edge. Left toggle bootable flag of the current partition.
Okay, that's a little safer. At least we won't delete the partition anyway. Now, if I do a down arrow, this will move my highlight off of the Windows 98 partition and will put me down on the log free space, and some of the menu options will disappear. Something about these menus with CFDisk and with the setup program, when you down arrow to an option, SpeakUp reads you the item that you have left, and then it reads you the item that the highlighter has landed on. If you press the up arrow, it's exactly the opposite. It reads the item that you're going to, and then it reads the item that you left. So it's a little convoluted at first glance, but if you get the hang of it, it's no big deal. I'm going to hit down arrow.
Down boot primary win 95 at 323,224.31 free slash lock free space 3,224.31 help new print quit units print help screen.
Now the menu has changed slightly.
Right. Help new print quit units.
Help new print units quit. New was not available on the first one because you couldn't create a new partition on top of another one that's already there. But new is an option that we have now, whereas it wasn't there before. And then write is the only other option to write the partition table to the disk. Everything else has kind of disappeared because it's not applicable when you're working on the free space. What I want to do is to create a new partition, so all I have to do is press the letter N for new.
Primary logical cancel create a new primary partition.
Now it's giving me a similar menu. It says primary, logical, or cancel. Then the thing at the bottom says create a new primary partition. I'm not going to change that because that's what I want, actually.
Size in MB, 3148.74.
Size in megabytes, and it says 3148.74. I actually want to make it a smaller partition. I want to make a swap partition of 128 megs. That's probably a little much, but it won't hurt to have it. So I'm going to type in 128.
128.
And press enter.
Beginning and cancel at partition at beginning of free space.
Another menu, beginning and cancel, and the default is add partition at beginning of free space. That's what I want, so I simply hit enter on that.
Datumary Linux 100.
Let me stop that. It didn't read that correctly. So we'll go up and look at the difference that we have now.
Blank. Blank. Datu primary. Datum boot primary win 95 at 32.
Okay, there's the HDA 1, primary, FAT32, Win95.
Datu primary Linux 130.
Ah, there's something new.
Linux, Datu.
HDA 2, there's no bootable thing on it, so it doesn't say boot.
Primary.
Primary, it's a primary partition.
Linux 131.61. Linux.
Yeah, that's a Linux partition, and it's 130-something megabytes. Pretty small, actually, but we don't really need anything too big because we're going to use this as a swap partition. Right now, though, it says it's a Linux partition. That item is still highlighted. We haven't actually left the HDA2 since the CF disk program assumes we're still working on this. So all I have to do here is press T for type.
OneFAT1240VENIX8MIL.
And it's going to bring up a long list of partition types that I can select from, and there are a truckload of them.
Press a key to continue.
And press a key to continue because the list is longer than one screenful.
17-pin HD.
And it's going to give me another list. Really, though, I don't have to do much here because notice the question that I'm asked.
Enter file system type, 82.
Enter file system type, 82. Apparently CF Disk knows that a lot of people are going to create a new partition and then change the type to a swap partition. So that's what it assumes. And so I don't disagree with that. I'll just press enter.
Disk 2.9 VDisk, right? Slash dev slash.
And we'll stop that, and now notice the difference. We'll go back up to the list of partitions.
Dutu primary Linux swap 131.6.
Primary Linux swap is HDA2. So that's interesting. We now have the Linux swap partition. Now the very last thing that we need to do is to create a new primary Linux partition which will fill the rest of the hard drive up so we can put Linux on it. There is still free space underneath this showing.
Press slash lock free space 3092.71.
It's not quite as much, but it's enough. So I'm going to hit the down arrow.
Dutu primary Linux swap 131.61 press slash lock free space 3009.
And notice it read the item I left, the HDA2 partition, then it read the free space. And I can tell I'm at the bottom too because I can't down arrow anymore.
Hi.
It just beeps at me. So again, I want to create a new partition here on the free space.
Primary logical cancel, create a new primary partition.
That's what I want to do, create a primary partition.
Size in MB, 3020.22.
Size in megabytes, 3020.22, that's fine.
The primary Linux boot.
Now let me stop that and go back up and look at what we have now.
Heads, two blank, name flags, part type, FS type, late.
Now let's look at the whole picture. We've got three partitions. The first one is the Win95 partition, or Win98 actually.
The one boot primary Win95 at 32,3224.31.
That sounds good.
The two primary Linux swap 131.61.
Got the Linux swap as HDA2.
The three primary Linux 3092.71.
And there's the Linux EXT2 partition, which is where the operating system and the files will actually live once we've created everything. So everything's almost right. There's one final thing that we need to do. Right now the computer is going to boot Windows 98 if it gets restarted, but I want to use it to boot Linux because I can set up Lilo, or Lilo I think it's actually called, the Linux loader to boot both operating systems. So what I'm going to do is I need to take the boot flag off of the HDA1 partition and put it on the HDA3 partition. This is where the Linux system is actually stored. So to do this, I need to go up to the HDA1 partition with my up arrow. In this case, I need to just do it twice.
The two primary, the one boot primary.
And there's the HDA1. Remember, the up arrow speaks the item you land on first, and then it tells you what you've left, so I heard what I wanted to hear. Notice it's got the word boot on it. Let's go back up here.
Blank. The one boot primary Win9.
All I have to do is press the letter B, which toggles the boot flag. You didn't hear anything, but it changed it, because now I'll listen to it. I'll go back up and play HDA1 again.
The one primary Win9.
It doesn't have the word boot on it. The last thing, I go down to HDA3 by down arrowing twice.
The one the two primary Linux swap 131.61, the three primary.
There's HDA3. I press B to toggle the boot flag on that one.
Boot.
Notice it said boot because it added it up on the screen. Now when I go up and review it, I should hear HDA3 boot. And let's see if that's what I hear.
The three boot primary Linux.
Yep, that's got a boot flag on it, and none of the others have that.
The two primary Linux.
The swap obviously doesn't have one.
The one primary.
And the Windows 98 doesn't have one either, so everything's good. Final step, we need to write the partition table to the disk. We're finished modifying it, and we want to make these changes permanent. Again, look at everything, make sure it looks exactly the way you want it. Once you write the partition table to the disk, you can't get it back usually. So be very careful with this, make sure you know what you're doing. Because if you make a mistake here, it's all over but the crying, as they say. So I'm going to press capital W.
Are you sure you want write the partition table to disk, yes or no? Warning, this may destroy data on your disk.
Am I sure? Yes, I am sure. So I just have to answer YES. This isn't one of those simple yes-no things. You have to actually type YES. So I'm going to do that now.
YES.
And press enter.
Writing partition table to disk.
And that takes a second or two.
Bootable delete help maximize print quit type units write wrote toggle bootable flag of the current partition.
Notice it said the word wrote right in the middle of all that. And I forget where it puts it on the screen. Let's see if it's up there.
Wrote partition table to disk.
There it is. Wrote partition table to disk. So we're finished with that. Now I just press the letter Q to get out of the program.
Disk has been changed. Reboot the system to ensure the partition table is correctly updated. Warning, if you have created or modified any DOS6X partitions, please see the CFDisk manual page for additional information.
Okay, so it's just letting me know that I need to reboot the system to ensure everything gets updated correctly. That's always a good idea when you run a program like this, since it changes your partition tables and everything. So I've still got the root disk in the floppy drive. I take that out and replace it with the boot disk. And I just do Control-Alt-Delete again to reboot the system.
Init, switching to run level 6 init, sending process is the term signal broadcast message from root console with.
And it's rebooting. Every time you reboot Linux, you get these messages. In fact, if someone else is logged in, or if you're logged into the system when you reboot, they get a message that says the system is going down for reboot now. So it's kind of interesting to see that go by if you've never seen it before. Once you get used to it, it's old hat. Okay, I've rebooted the system. My floppy drive started. I pressed enter at the boot prompt to get back in. And it's going to take a few seconds, and it will be loading up the kernel, and I should get my system talking. This is the final stage where we actually go and set up Linux. And we're almost there.
Double talk on Linux version 2.2.13 root not run GCC version x2.91.66 19,900.
Okay, I'll silence all that. Let's look at the partition check, which is right above where it wants to know about the floppy, the root floppy.
VF, the partition check, the 1, the 2, the 3.
And I've got an HDA, an HDA 1, HDA 2, and HDA 3. So those are all my hard drive partitions, which I should have had. I expected to hear that. Now I take my root disk, because remember it prompts for that.
VFS, insert root floppy disk to be loaded into RAM disk and press enter.
So I insert the root disk again and press enter as before.
RAM disk, compressed image found at block 0.
And again it's loading the RAM disk. We've been through this before, so it's probably becoming a familiar process. Just a few seconds more, it should begin talking again as it starts the miniature system we've got in here.
VFS, mounted root Minix file system, freeing unused kernel memory, 60K freed in it.
Okay, I'll stop that, and we're back at the
Slackware login.
The Slackware login prompt. So again, we log in as root to start the setup.
R-O-O-T, Linux 2.2.13. If you're upgrading an existing Slackware system, you might want to remove both.
Okay, I'll stop that. It's just giving us the same message that we heard earlier about the partitions and everything.
Coming up in part two, we'll continue with the actual setup of Slackware Linux. We'll have more of this excellent tutorial from Joe Norton next week, but if you can't wait for that and you'd like to hear the tutorial in its entirety, it is available in Real Audio from Joe's website, where you will also find the link to the Linux Speak Up main page, which is the screen reader that Joe is using under Slackware Linux. Joe's website is www.nortcom.com. That's www.nortcom.com.
Main menu. Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time once again for us to log off for another week. Back again next week, though. On behalf of the Main Menu crew, I'm Jonathan Mosen, saying thanks for tuning in. Bye for now.